Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're just going to continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own.
State and not visit the border, because there's more important thing going on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You're stepping aside. Do you think President Biden should step aside for a younger generation?
I thought I recognized you. I gave you a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint my chicken coop, and you never did it.
I think President Biden has done an excellent job as president of the United States. I hope that he does seek re-election. He's been a great president.
And look at what he's accomplished.
You think he should run again?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
CNN is saying it's going to reevaluate its relationship with Twitter.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We'll talk more about some of these cases where they're just brooming everything during the 6 o'clock hour. But I just wanted to read one thing. I was thinking about this. Joe Pesci's sentencing was postponed the other day. This is the drug dealer. We keep dropping him in there. He has two last
names. I was like, yes! Yes!
That's Joe Pesci. He had done a lot of small sentences, you know, in Worcester County House of Correction, and been lugged a few times in Boston and in Lynn, et cetera, et cetera. But he didn't. Now they got him for big stuff, fentanyl dealing and all that, and multiple gun violations. He's a big internet star. So anyway, you know, Rachel Rollins is the U.S. attorney now, right? She was elected Suffolk County District Attorney basically on not prosecuting all these crimes, all these so-called victimless crimes, which turns out they do have a lot of victims. If it's a shoplifting crime, you put some guy out of business and no one can get any groceries in the neighborhood. It's not a victimless crime. And all the other crimes, breaking and entering in an unoccupied dwelling, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so now Rachel Rollins is the U.S. attorney, and she wants to put this guy away, Joe Pesci, for 10 years. And I'm just going to read from the sentencing memo, which I hadn't thought of before because I was too busy doing other stuff. But this is what she says, or her deputy says. She had to sign off on this about what they got from the sentences where they didn't pay any. They were just like slaps on the wrist. This is a quote from her office, Rachel Rollins' office. Just punishment must escalate from the relatively light sentences he, Joe Pesci, has received in the past for his troubling crimes. It's clear that the prior sentences he has received in the past for his troubling crimes have not taught him anything.
Stick a fork in that because it's done with.
She just figured this out.
What happened to BLM? Are you with that movement? Black Lives Matter movement? You with that?
All right.
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
He's an aspiring internet star, but the judge was told, please don't let this fool you that he's an aspiring internet star. I don't think anyone's fooled. We're amused, but we're not fooled. All right, time now for the chump line.
Imagine if Joe Biden's dad had indicated that the family had Native American heritage. Joe Biden's uncle would have been wounded at the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
He would have been in the same tribe with the fake Indian. Elizabeth Warren, I just heard this. This is a new name I'm going to use for her. Her tribe is now the Pretendians.
Under made less than a billion, million, trillion dollars when I was vice president. After I left office, he took a pay cut like most hard-grifting Democrats.
That's right, he did take a pay cut. The Burisma cut when Brandon left office as vice president in 2017. Hunter got a 50% pay cut from Burisma. He got only $41,000 a month for his no-show job. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Hey, KJP, Mayorkas says the border is secure. Is that divorced from reality?
Yeah, that is an amazing cut. It's in the intro, I think, but we should probably play that again. Cut one.
Are you aware of this warning from DHS, and do you have an estimate of how many people you're expecting will try and cross the border when Title 42...
Look, I don't have an estimate to share with you. What I can tell you is that the Department of Homeland Security has put out a six-point plan. As you all know, my Secretary Mayorkas was at the border just recently to talk about this plan, put out a statement, and so we are focused. We are focused and we are prepared. We will have more to share in the next coming days on this piece.
They're going to have a press conference at the Home Depot in West Roxbury to announce their crackdown on illegal alien crime. They may go to the jail at the Saugus Police Station, too, to talk with Senior Purcell.
Howie, four Speaker Boehner calling. I wasn't crying about Nancy Pelosi. It was just emotional watching my old drinking pal Paul hang the portrait with a hammer.
By the way, this is a story that has gotten absolutely no play, but the Daily Mail interviewed the son of the guy who allegedly assaulted him, the illegal alien who assaulted Paul Pelosi, or is charged with assaulting him. He's the only illegal alien in the country who's locked up with no bail. And he's a nudist illegal alien meth addict. And so his son... He's like in his teens or early 20s, and both his parents are locked up. The father's locked up for allegedly assaulting Pelosi, and the mother is locked up for stalking a 14-year-old boy. So he's on his own. And his name is Gonzalez, by the way, because apparently someone named Gonzalez helped his mother when she was stalking the young boy, so she changed all the kids' names to Gonzalez. And he told the Daily Mail, he said, "We don't know what happened. For all we know, my dad could be a sex slave." That's what he said. How come nobody picked up on that story, that exclusive from the Daily Mail? Pelosi's son of Pelosi attacker says his dad could be sex slave. That's a good headline. That would get clicks.
The American Journal of Medicine has published more trash. They say without a booster, you're going to get in a car crash. These nuts can't relax. They're obsessed with the vax and making sure the drug companies are rife with cash.
Exactly. You talk about junk science. What the hell does getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine have to do with getting in a car crash?
What CNN will never do is reevaluate their relationship with the truth.
Yeah, that's what they should start, though, with. You know, that's what they say in the self-help programs. You know, the first thing you got to do is admit you got a problem. And CNN's got a problem, a big problem with the truth. And I don't think they've hit rock bottom yet.
Three ways to get a Purple Heart. The enemy was lucky and you weren't. Number two, you got really stupid. And number three, the John Kerry way.
Yeah. John Kerry, when he was in Vietnam, he was sending back messages saying, "I've been here for 2 months and we haven't seen any action." And that letter is dated. And then if you're looking for his Purple Heart citation, 3 days prior to that, he's got a Purple Heart for something that happened 3 days earlier before he said they hadn't seen any action. That's a fact. That's not Swift Boat veterans propaganda. That's a fact.
Come on, man. It's so great having Johnny Carson serve as my special representative to the country of Africa. I wanted to pick Arthur Godfrey, but the firing of Julius LaRosa angered the Washington Post dance critic. Not a joke.
A lot of obscure references in there. I won't bother to explain them, but they're pretty funny.
Those are the couple of obscure references that you're not going to bother to explain?
It takes too long, Taylor, to explain Julius LaRosa and Arthur Godfrey again. I've
never
explained it before.
Before.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know.
NASA now plans to put roads and landing pads on the moon by 2028. Since Hunter Biden is the smartest man Joe Biden knows, could we send him, please?
His art career has really taken off, isn't it? He's put the Picasso the payments in the rearview mirror. His paintings get more than Rembrandt, more than Warhol, all these big shots. But you know how much of this money is going to the big guy?
How do we know Joe Biden has never been to Iraq? Simple. Unlike us, they have a border. And you all know Biden won't go anywhere near a border.
I thought we were spending billions of dollars to fortify the border between Syria and Iraq, because it was very important to have that border secure. Our own border, not so much.
If I'm invited to the African continent, I may show up and eat a continental breakfast.
Go ahead.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line every day, you can do so. You can go to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is the second chump line of the day with all the extra messages. And it's posted every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Howie, Forrest Speaker Boehner calling. I wasn't crying about Nancy Pelosi. It was just emotional watching my old drinking pal Paul hang the portrait with a hammer.
We still don't know whose hammer that was, by the way, do we? There's a lot we still don't know about that case. The reporter who broke the story, though, he is back at work, so to speak. Unlike Ben Collins, who has been suspended from NBC News. Do they always have one guy on the suspended list? This guy was suspended for mocking Elon Musk. During his reporting about Twitter, and he may have also been suspended. They don't know, for baselessly painting the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooter as a right winger. Although it's now turned out he's non-binary. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is the best crowd fundraising site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. They do not have political litmus tests. If you need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should take a look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. GiveSendGo has a 501c3 arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all of the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of their donor army. Check them out today at GiveSendGo.com. Tis the season. That's GiveSendGo.com. And listen, a week from today, Friday, December 23rd at 6 p.m. for our annual charity hour, sponsored by GiveSendGo. They will match every contribution the Howie Carr Show makes to deserving 501c3 charities. So call in with your favorite charity on Friday the 23rd. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Come on, G-Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here, and the steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the 8,400 military members fired by the Department of Defense for refusing the vaccine be reinstated now? Yes, no, or unsure because they did violate a direct order?
Yes, they should be reinstated.
95% say yes, 2% either no or unsure.
508 says there are five types of military discharges: honorable, general under honorable conditions, general under other than honorable conditions, bad conduct, and dishonorable. All right. 844-500-4242. Let me read you the exact quote from this guy, Paul DePape's son, the alleged assaulter of Paul Pelosi. And it, by the way, his name is Nebuzvod Sky Gonzalez. Nebuzvod Sky Gonzalez. That he was named that by his mother for some reason. She's now incarcerated for stalking and maybe assaulting a 14-year-old boy. There is almost no person on this planet who has gone through so much suffering, said Nebuzvod Sky Gonzalez of his dad. If you look into his eyes, you can see he's such a sad person. He isn't a danger to society. I don't even know if he attacked Mr. Pelosi. For all that we know, he was some sort of sex slave, as Elon Musk pointed out. He said that he didn't provide a lot of financial support for the kids as they were growing up. The only thing that he ever knew that he was doing for a job was he made bracelets, and that didn't make him a lot of money. Go figure. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Let's go, Brandon. Hey, I back in the 70s during the Cold War, I got an honorable discharge because I fought the general discharge. And they didn't tell me anything about the fact that it was a different...
Yeah, we're out of time, Bill. We're going to take some more calls on this after Police Blotter Facts. Call back, please. 844-500-4242. I'm sorry, I cut the...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we still got a couple of those ReadyWise digital gift cards left, $100 gift cards for just $50. It's a great cheap bastard deal. You can get ready for your next unplanned emergency or ready for your next big outdoor adventure. Go to ReadyWise.com and check out what you want, and then come over to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and get the $100 ReadyWise digital gift card. You could use it for anything on the site for just $50. It's a good deal. All right, it's that time of the week. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All week long, we ask you to send in anything funny you see involving local police or arrests or something funny that happened involving any aspect of the local constabulary. You can send your stories from your weekly, daily, or weekly or daily newspaper, or increasingly pretty much all
Let's
now
go while we're young.
The internet. You got to send it to Grace@HowieCarShow.com. Grace@HowieCarShow.com. At this time, every Friday evening, we read the best stories of the week, in our opinion, and the two best entries in Police Blotter Facts Friday get a nice gift. What do they get this week, Grace?
They will get a Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, Howie. And right. These are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. But before I read them, I want to let you know that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. There's still time to get your gift cards at any of their 36 locations in the Northeast. To find your location, go to 110grill.com. Here we go. These are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Knife-wielding Hamburglar robs nuggets and burgers from a Bronx McDonald's.
Burgers and nuggets, huh?
Mm-hmm. Police say
didn't go for any of those salads or an Egg McMuffin that some places have all day long available.
Would you?
No, I would okay. probably. But I'm just wondering. It seems like a weird combo, doesn't it? You'd think either that they in the
most people
haste.
Get fries with their burgers. Some people like a little nuggy dogs on the side.
A little protein. Police say the man threatened the cashier around 4:30 p.m. last Monday before hopping over the counter in front of shocked customers. He then stuffed his pockets with more than two dozen chicken nuggets and two double cheeseburgers. I do love the double cheeseburger. It's a great deal. It used to be like $2, but I think it's more now.
I thought it used to be, you know, didn't that used to be the dollar meal sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
The McDouble. Close to it.
This must have been in a nice part of the Bronx if they were shocked by someone just jumping over a counter at a McDonald's.
It was in Mount Eden. I don't know the Bronx very well, so I don't know. Man arrested for slapping police officer's horse says he didn't know he wasn't allowed to hit the horse.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
This is from St. Petersburg, Florida. While riding his police horse, the officer said that he saw Alicia Lalani of Odessa walk behind his partner, who was also riding a police horse, open his hand and slap the horse's rear end. Police said that Lalani immediately looked at the officers and stated that he didn't know he wasn't allowed to hit the horses.
He's lucky he didn't get kicked, isn't he?
Yeah.
Don't horses kick you sometimes in that situation?
I was always so afraid. I used to take horseback riding lessons. I was always terrified because they'd have you like paint the hooves, and that's mm-hmm. what they always told you. They'll kick you right in the face. Florida realtor finds trespassing couple having sex in the pool of a for sale house.
Well, can we get some names?
This is
do we have any mug shots?
This is Davenport. We don't have names. We do have ages, 35-year-old woman and 39-year-old man. So the realtor pulled up to the empty home and saw a mysterious car in the driveway. This is around 9:45 a.m. Knowing that no one was authorized to be on the property, the broker called 911. Responding deputies found a naked and unafraid couple cavorting in the home's pool. They told officers they had specifically come to the property to have sex and were unaware that their plan constituted a crime. They said they did not believe they were doing anything wrong.
Were alcoholic beverages involved in this crime?
I'm glad you asked, Howie. No alcoholic beverages were involved, but the man was found to be in possession of methamphetamine.
Oh, okay.
Villager in...
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Villager in golf cart nabbed on DUI charge after leaving trivia night.
See, now this is more like it, Grace. Last week you had a drunk driving from the Villagers, but it didn't involve a golf cart. I and everybody else was very disappointed.
And you know how you always tell me the Villages is the only circulation for newspapers that's increasing?
Yes.
This is a good example why. They have the type of golf cart. A blue 2015 Yamaha golf cart.
See, that's it. This is. I've told you this, Grace. This is what Tom Wolfe used to call a status detail.
It's pretty good.
This is what people learn stuff by. The people who are into golf carts now have a better understanding of what was going on.
Thank
me,
God.
Myself, I don't know. I have no idea what that means.
The Iowa Falls, Iowa native said he was lost and had been partaking in trivia night at City Fire, which I think is
he
a restaurant.
He was lost, all right.
The one thing he didn't know, how to get home.
A deputy who spoke
trivia night.
He struggled through field sobriety exercises and provided two breath samples.
Struggling.
He was struggling. Florida man.
Well, what were the results of the breathalyzer?
0.054.
I'm struggling.
That's not drunk, is it?
That's why he was confused, but he got a DUI. He also provided a urine sample, so maybe there was something different.
Okay.
Florida man bitten in arm by alligator while washing hands in a pond. This is out of Sanibel, Florida.
This guy must have just arrived from Iowa, too, if he's washing his hands in a pond.
The man was able to break free from the alligator and call 911. He sustained a serious injury on his right arm.
How big was the beast?
It was a 9-foot-8-inch male alligator.
9-foot-8 inches?
No.
And he didn't see it coming?
No, actually, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you all excited. Uh-huh. They don't have the size of this alligator. They were referring to another incident with an alligator later in the story. That was
my fault.
Have
stuck with that 9-foot-8 inches.
I know,
eight,
but I can't lie. I can't lie. I just, you know. This is a real news organization. This is a credible news organization, as Poppy Harlow would tell you. Speaking of gators...
Yeah, what was the gator's name?
Dudley.
Was his middle name Do-Right?
It was. It was indeed.
Dudley Do-Right Gator.
Huge aquarium bursts housed 1,500 tropical fish. This happened
in
Berlin.
A sad story,
it
Grace.
Was.
Grace sent me this and said, this is sad.
It made me sad.
There was
sad.
A picture of a dead fish on the sidewalk with some broken glass next to him.
Well, it also sounded really scary. People said it sounded like a bomb went off because I guess what happened was it was so cold out that they thought the freezing temps actually caused a crack in the tank. And then everything else exploded under the weight of the water. So operators say the aquarium had the biggest cylindrical tank in the world and contained 1,500 tropical fish. And once it burst, Howie...
I mean, they knew this was going to happen one day, right?
I don't think you assume in an aquarium...
Yes, come on. You'd fill this giant
but was
cylinder
it was it out
water.
Onto the... Was it fronting onto the street? I mean, if it got cold, they had to figure there was going to be a problem if it wasn't totally insulated.
When was this built?
Inside. 2003.
Well, it says that all I know is that 264,000 gallons of water poured out of the 82-foot-high aquarium.
So it was bigger than, say, like the New England aquarium that a lot of us are familiar with. It's the biggest one of these things in the world.
Yeah, and it was modernized in 2020. But here's the weird thing. It has a 10-minute elevator ride through the tank. So I'm assuming no one was in it because I think that would be the lead story if someone had been in it at the time.
It was probably the outside that cracked, not the inside.
Oh. I don't think anyone builds an aquarium assuming one day it's going to explode.
You always
onto the
assume
street.
It's going to explode.
What?
Always. Always.
Howie, is that true?
That's what you build for.
You build thinking one day it's going to collapse?
Well, you build
I don't know. I don't
to try to
The thing
it.
Is, you would think that they would be prepared for cold temperatures. It's December, right?
Right.
And this was in London?
Berlin. I feel bad for all the fish, though.
Yeah, come on. I mean, you got to figure that the temps are going to fluctuate wildly.
They clearly didn't, though.
781 says some states have a 0.05 for driving impaired versus the 0.08 for DUI.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Thank you. Well, I knew the Villages couldn't get it wrong. I mean, it's such a credible news organization. Hungry Bear steals Chick-fil-A order from Florida family's home.
Boy, there are a lot of chicken nuggets in the news today, this week.
This is Seminole County, Florida. Okay. A large bear, a very sneaky and hungry bear, helped itself to a Chick-fil-A dinner that had just been delivered to a Central Florida family's home. Paul Newman's security camera captured the large black bear.
Paul Newman?
Not that Paul Newman. This is a different Paul Newman.
Was he putting dressing on his salad?
Passing by his Christmas decorations and taking the bag of freshly delivered food. This is what Newman said. All the nuggets, 30 nuggets and a large fry. Poof! Just like that. He didn't want the salad, though. Nothing to do with the salad. Weird.
Was the bear's name Minnesota Fats?
The bear didn't like this. Who? If you got chicken nuggets and salad, who's going with the salad? Come on. And by the way, how do we know the bear was large? I mean, did someone just pencil that in large because it seemed appropriate for the occasion, Grace?
No. They had the footage of it, so it was large. I guess large is in the eye of a beholder, you know. Like,
what was the bear's name? Did you say
Maurice?
Maurice.
Yes.
Okay. That's a good name for a bear.
Thank you. Not that I named him, but that's nice of you to say. Man dressed as witch stole over $300,000 worth of jewelry at the Mall of America.
Dressed as a witch?
Yeah. So this is a later story that we just received. But it happened around Halloween, so it was kind of the
perfect.
This
is in Minnesota.
Yeah. It was kind of the perfect disguise. The primary suspect, identified as a 51-year-old man, is accused of burglarizing 1,079 items from the Piercing Pagoda. Is that the right way to say it? Pagoda?
Yeah.
I feel like Jill
Biden. The Piercing
Biden.
Pagoda, but that's the name of the jewelry store?
Bodega? yeah, that's the name of it. It's a kiosk. And he went in with a duffel bag, dressed as a witch with a large hat. He went into the kiosk space with an empty duffel bag and left with it full. And lastly, before we go to break, Florida father and son who ran ministry arrested over alleged $8 million PPP loan fraud.
There's a lot of this going around.
Yeah, Evan Edwards and his son Joshua Edwards ran Aslan International Ministry Incorporated, a nonprofit that provided religious services, according to the indictment.
This is shocking that men of the cloth would be involved in this kind of
flimflam. She got $183,000 in PPP loans.
My favorite part of this story, though, besides like all the money they stole, is that the Secret Service in 2020 had a search warrant on them, and they went to their house. It was cleared out, so they found them on the road traveling. They were speeding on a Florida highway. So the officer said that he asked them where they were going. They said they were going to a Texas conference. The car was packed with suitcases, a bag containing laptops and tablets, two clear garbage bags filled with shredded documents, and a document shredder. That's always a dead giveaway.
Why do you keep the shredded documents? You shred the documents so you can get rid of them. What the hell were they doing carrying them around in the car?
That's why I read that. I said, ooh, nothing tips people off than a clear bag full of shredded documents. It's like you might as well just put the cuffs on them right there.
All right. Okay, so we're going to the break, and we'll come back with the winner. And we also have the winner of our special prize, too.
Yes, the winner of the two tickets to Shen Yun. You still have time to enter, though, so go to HowieKarcher.com, enter your email. You could win two free tickets to Shen Yun, which is a really incredible show.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We're back for the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday and the winners of our new special contest, which you can enter by just giving us your email address and entering it at Howie Carr Show. So, Grace, who's the winner of the tickets?
Today's winner of the Shen Yun tickets is Lance from Plymouth, Massachusetts. I like that better than the drum roll. It's less timing for me. All right, here are the two winners, Howard. Florida man throws Christmas tree at wife after being asked to help with dinner.
He threw the Christmas tree? It must have been a pretty small Christmas tree.
Does not have the size of the Christmas tree. This did take
place. Was it a real Christmas tree, or was it one of those nice plastic ones like I like?
Again, doesn't specify, but this is the New York Post, not the Villages. I feel like your expectations are too high now. This is out of Fruitland Park. Richard Atkinson lost his temper in the couple's Fruitland Park home Monday evening after his wife asked him for help and put a spoon in the sink, accidentally splashing him with water.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Atkinson packed his things and went outside to the vehicle before returning home because he had been drinking and told his wife to leave instead. It was pretty responsible. He said, you know, you leave. I've been drinking. When the wife tried to go, deputies say he shoved her, picked up a Christmas tree that was in the corner of the room and threw it at her, striking her. That's not responsible. He then allegedly blocked the front door to prevent her from leaving.
Well, he wanted her to leave and then he blocked the front door.
Well, Howie, this is, you know, throwing a Christmas tree at your wife, while not good, while bad, is not as bad as trying to throw your wife into the fireplace.
That's true. That happened at a Christmas party. Well, after a Christmas party I once went to with one of my coworkers.
I'm just saying, compared to that, this is small potatoes.
That could be the happiest Christmas party I ever went to, Grace.
Probably one of the last ones you ever went to, too.
I learned my lesson. I said, that could happen to anybody.
Arizona driver cited for carpooling with inflatable Grinch. An officer from the Arizona Department of Public Safety noticed a driver speeding in the high occupancy vehicle lane on Interstate 10 Tuesday with a suspicious looking green rider in the passenger seat, the department said. Sure enough, when the driver was stopped, the state trooper determined that the grumpy green guy was in fact an inflatable Grinch.
An inflatable Grinch.
You know how people do that.
I guess they have them for the yard displays, right?
But Howie, if you get pulled over and you're in the HOV lane, okay, and you have an inflatable Grinch in the front seat and you're obviously trying to, you know, run the scam, and they pull you over, they can't say that you were trying to trick them. You could just say, no, I just happen to have this inflatable Grinch and I happen to be breaking the rules on the HOV. They're not mutually exclusive. Like, I just had this Grinch in my car, right?
The COVID Grinch.
I'm just saying, how could they prove that? How do they know you don't ride around with that Grinch every day?
I'm kind of the Grinch when it comes to almost any private event of any kind.
How come you didn't have this one, Grace? Residents find naked stranger in Gainesville College apartment complex.
I wanted to save that one for you, Howard. That's my Christmas gift to the listeners.
We'll be right back. Thank you, Grace. I'm Howie Carr.